she likes how good I pick a guitar. She likes
9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone.
Drunk in Montreal, I bet you told him about me, but no.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome in. It's a beautiful Wednesday for baseball here in Corpus Christi, Texas at Whataburger Field. It's the Riders and the Hooks facing off in game two of this six-game series. It was the Frisco Rough Riders who got back in the win column last night, snapping a two-game win streak for Corpus Christi. The Rough Riders come in at 13-9 and look to get win number 14 on the year. They'll have to do it against Alex Santos II. The Rough Riders turn to Ben Anderson today, a right-hander and we'll get into that pitching matchup. But first, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Luke Maley, and we'll be joined in just a few minutes by the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. It's a bit windy here, as it sometimes is in Corpus Christi, but overall, a nice cool night for baseball, not too hot, but a little bit humid as always. Let's dive into today's matchup. The Rough Riders just a game back of Midland for first place in the Texas League South. For the Hooks, they are looking up at the very bottom, fifth in the Texas League South, but they're only a game back of Amarillo. So tonight, looking to pull back to even and get out of that last place spot. The Rough Riders on the other side want to be sitting atop the Texas League South, at least side by side with Midland at the end of the night. So the Rough Riders, the visitors on the scoreboard today, will turn to Ben Anderson, who makes his fourth start. He's 0-1, but has a 2.45 ERA over the course of this season. Three starts and four appearances to this point for Anderson. He's gone 14 2/3, allowing just five runs, only four of them earned, on 16 hits and a pair of walks, while striking out 15 on the season. He has faced this Corpus Christi lineup back on April 10th, a Wednesday, in the series, or the first home series of the season for the Rough Riders. Ben went 3 2/3 against this Hooks team, surrendering just one earned run. It was on a solo homer, didn't walk anybody, picked up four strikeouts, and allowed five hits across those 3 2/3 innings pitched. So Ben Anderson, a familiar face for this Hooks lineup, who's looking to bounce back from a night where they didn't get anything in the run column. Rough Riders took game one of the series 4-0. And for Corpus Christi, they turn to a right-hander in Alex Santos II, also a guy that the Rough Riders have seen as he started back on April 12th in Frisco. He was the starter in that one, went 3 2/3, gave up five runs, but only one of them was earned. He's been tagged this year for at least three runs in every appearance, but he has been tagged for five unearned runs, over the course of his four games. Three of them starts. He'll make his fourth start today. He comes in with an 0-3 record of 5.28 ERA. 15 1/3 innings pitched. He's surrendered 14 runs, but as I mentioned, five of those unearned runs. So just nine charged runs to his name this season. Three homers allowed, 16 strikeouts, and seven walks across those 15 1/3. Should be a good one. Game two from Whataburger Field in this six-game series. 6:35 p.m. first pitch. We're about 11 minutes away, and we'll step aside here on the Riders Baseball Network, and when we come back, you'll hear from yesterday's starter for the Frisco Rough Riders in Ryan Garcia, who had himself quite the day. It's a two-part interview, so part one we'll dive into in just a moment when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball's still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're joined by yesterday's starter, Ryan Garcia. Ryan, thanks for taking the time, and it was a great outing for you yesterday. 5 2/3, right about 90 pitches, and you get through it scoreless. Talk to me a little bit about what was working for you yesterday.
Yeah, well, yesterday and leading up to yesterday's start, we've kind of been talking about mentality. Previous starts haven't really gone my way, and I think we kind of pinpointed that to just me thinking too much about mechanics and being too internalized on the mound. And so we wanted to be a little more external and just show a little more sense of urgency to attack the hitters yesterday. So
for sure, maybe the thought process kind of attack the guy in front of you and leave what you want to work on for time to work on things, or is there anything specific that going into the start you were focused on working on, or was it truly just clear it, see what happens?
Yeah, it was truly just clearing it. It's just me versus the hitter, me and Hixie behind the plate, and give it my best.
For sure. Did you feel like anything yesterday was working specifically well, or really had all of it to work with?
Nothing specifically. I honestly think it was just a lot of fastballs I threw yesterday compared to previous starts. My slider and cutter have been metrically good pitches, but yesterday we just decided to just throw a lot of fastballs and changeups.
Walk us through the arsenal that you use on a day-in, day-out basis, and is there anything that you've been trying to add or anything new this year or most recent new pitch?
Yeah, so the arsenal coming into season was a fastball, cutter, slider, being a sweeper and a changeup. As of yesterday's start, we kind of got rid of the sweeper, and we're going to prioritize more of a power slider, as well as taking those reps for the sweeper and putting them towards the changeup.
Awesome. Well, if we take a little bit of a step backwards, well, you look at the beginning of the year, obviously you mentioned the start's not turning out how you wanted to, but there was flashes there. It seemed to be kind of the big inning that had gotten to you. Yesterday you cruised through. Is there any moment in that where you're thinking about, well, in my last start it felt the same and then ran into some issues, but that didn't come yesterday. Was there anything that crept in mentally that way, or is it just one batter at a time?
Yeah, not necessarily. I don't think any previous outings crept in, but it is definitely a one pitch at a time type deal. I kind of felt that yesterday, which is good, and it's almost hard to feel that when things aren't going your way. You're just thinking about why something went wrong or something like that. And so I think you do have to, like, when you're able to recognize that it is one pitch at a time and getting this hitter.
For sure. Well, you take game one of the series. You get in the win column this year. What does this week look like for you now? You throw the first game of the series, not slated to throw the rest of the week. So what is recovery process, and then throughout the rest of the week, getting ready for your next start really look like?
Yeah, so recovery process starts immediately after the game yesterday. It started with hydration, sleep, and then moving forward the rest of this week, we've kind of we're actually going to dial in a new throwing program for me that'll work with me being able to touch the bullpen mound every day. Just getting those reps, not necessarily high volume, just being able to touch that every day.
For sure. Well, let's look at today's matchup just a little bit. You got Ben Anderson going on the mound. Ben's been really good this year. What have you seen from him through his first few starts?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of consistency out of Ben. Great uses out of his changeup. That pairs really well with his fastball. Even though it's not too much velo off of his fastball, hitters just seem to have a really hard time seeing it. But yeah, Ben pounds the strike zone. I think last game he had 70-something percent strike percentage, so it's going to be a lot of strikes tonight, and he's going to go after these hitters.
Ryan, thanks for your time. That's Ryan Garcia, Rough Riders starting pitcher here on the pregame show. When we come back on the other side, we'll get you the starting lineups.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 twisted tea, Truly and drafts, and even more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Back
back at Whataburger Field. Luke Maley alongside Zach Bigley. Let's go ahead and dive into today's starting lineups. Just under 5 minutes until first pitch. First for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Frisco Rough Riders. Under manager Carlos Cardozo, the lineup as follows. Kellen Strom is the leadoff man. He's back in center field. The designated hitter today, Liam Hicks, will bat second. Aaron Zavala, the left fielder, bats third. In the cleanup spot, it's the first baseman, Abimelech Ortiz. He homered yesterday. Cody Freeman slides into the five spot. He's the third baseman. The right fielder, Josh Hatcher, and maybe the hottest hitter in this Rough Riders order. That's sixth after a three-hit night last night. Maximo Acosta is in the seventh spot. He's at second base. Kaber Rodriguez makes his 2024 debut. He's the shortstop today. The catcher, Cooper Johnson, rounds out the order for the Rough Riders. So again, top to bottom, it is Strom, Hicks, Zavala, Ortiz, Freeman, Hatcher, Acosta, Rodriguez, Johnson. And then on the other side for Corpus Christi, coached for just the second game this season, the manager Joe Thon rejoining after missing the first couple of weeks on paternity leave, lines up as follows. Jeremy Orocho, the second baseman, leads things off as he did last night. Tommy Sacco Jr. is back as the shortstop and batting second. Batting third, the Astros' top prospect, center fielder Jacob Melton. Jordan Brewer is in the cleanup spot. He's the first baseman today. Kennedy Corona slides into the five spot. He's the right fielder. Quincy Hamilton, the left fielder, will bat sixth. Batting seventh is the third baseman, Chad Stevens. J.C. Correa, after a day off yesterday, is behind the dish. He bats eighth. Rolando Espinosa makes his debut in this series. The Rough Riders have seen him throughout the course of the year back in Frisco. Espinosa will be the designated hitter today. So again for the Hooks, Orocho, Sacco Jr., Melton, Brewer, Corona, Hamilton, Stevens, Correa, Espinosa. Game two of this six-game set, the Rough Riders took game one by a score of 4-0, and Ben Anderson on the hill for the Rough Riders looks to keep game two scoreless for this Frisco staff that has found a rhythm. And you talk about early in the week, Ryan Garcia yesterday put out a good performance. Ben Anderson has been churning them out. Nick Krauth expected to go tomorrow. Those three, if you, the Rough Riders can win two out of those three games, it sets you up really nice for the weekend where you end up with two guys that have been dominating Texas League hitters in first Dane Acker and then Emiliano Teodo. Two guys that have just dominated the Texas League and have been impressive all year long. So that is your starting lineup. Game two coming up on the other side when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field.
Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit writersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
And it is gone.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss, he got it.
Gone!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
Wow, what a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
From the Coastal Bend, it's time for Game 2 of this six-game series between the Frisco Rough Riders, the AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers, and the Corpus Christi Hooks, the AA affiliates of the Houston Astros. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Whataburger Field and into Corpus Christi, Texas, and at the port of Corpus Christi. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along. The Rough Riders, fresh off a 4-0 win last night, their second shutout win of the season. And today they go for their fifth win in their last six ball games. It's Kellen Strom to lead things off for the Rough Riders, and we are set for baseball. Alex Santos II up on the hill for Corpus Christi. Kellen Strom in from the right side against the right-hander, and we're just about ready here on a very muggy day, but nonetheless comfortable in Corpus. Santos has his sign, the right-hander back into his wind. In the first pitch of the ball game, it's on the outside corner, a called strike one. 0-1 on the Riders' center fielder. First pitch time at 6:38, just 3 minutes tardy here at Whataburger Field. Santos deals a check swing, and he went around on a pitch off the outside corner. It's 0-2 on the Rough Riders' center fielder, Strom. First pitch temperature, 81 degrees with 80% humidity. It's a feels like of 87. 17-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field. We'll see gusts of up to 30 miles an hour here in tonight's ballgame. Santos, the 0-2, misses up high, and it's one ball and two strikes on Strom, who went 1-for-2 with a couple of walks and an infield single in yesterday's series opener. Santos peels back in the 1-2. Low off the outside corner, we're even at two balls and two strikes. Alex Santos II, the 22-year-old, 6'4", 208 pounds, a native of the Bronx, New York. He takes a deep breath, shoulders up and down, and the 2-2 offering. Swing and a miss, got him off the outside corner with a nasty slider. And Strom down fishing, one away. Liam Hicks, the designated hitter, stands in now. Top of the first, just underway, no score, nobody on, and one batter out. Hicks, the DH, went 1-for-3 yesterday with a walk, singling in the first inning. Santos winds back and deals. A breaking ball on the inside corner, belt high for a strike. It's 0-1. The right-hander Santos was a second-round selection by the Astros in 2020. Out of Mount St. Michael Academy in the Bronx, the pitch. It's down and in, and it's one ball and one strike. And he's making his second start this season against the Rough Riders. In that first one, went 3 2/3 innings back on April 12th, allowing 5 runs, though just one of them earned. He rocks back in the 1-1. Hicks takes high and away, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike, establishing that slider early on. It's been very slider-heavy so far for the right-hander. He struck out 4 in that start against the Rough Riders. Just 1 walk. 2-1. It slips high and inside. It's 3 balls and 1 strike now on Hicks, who caught yesterday and is the DH today. Since that start against Frisco, Santos has made 2 appearances, 1 out of the bullpen and long relief, and 1 start. The 3-1. On the outside corner at the knees of the fastball at 95 for a strike. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. He's allowed 3 runs in both of those appearances against San Antonio here at Whataburger Field and on the road at Midland, picking up the loss against the Rockhounds. He has his sign. He wheels back here on the 3-2 pitch. Check swing, high and away, ball four. Well, Liam Hicks coaxes a one-out walk. Rough Riders have a base runner here in the first inning. And Aaron Zavala makes his way to the plate. Santos overall this season 0-3 with a 5.28 ERA, making his fifth appearance and his fourth start. Zavala, the left-handed batter against the right-hander Santos, who stretches and fires in. Swinging a pop-up foul out of play left side. It's 0-1. Zavala looking for a bounce-back day after an 0-for-4 day yesterday with the three strikeouts. Santos peering in for his sign. He's got it. And the right-hander deals. It's down. One ball and one strike. The Rough Riders scoring three runs in the first inning in their 4-0 win yesterday. Thanks to the man on deck, Abimelech Ortiz, with a three-run home run. The 1-1. Fouled away back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes on the Riders' left fielder. Frisco got an RBI double from Max Acosta in the third inning, but that was all the offense they could muster. It's all the offense they needed. Ryan Garcia was fantastic yesterday. 5 2/3 innings for the right-hander. Season long. And shutout baseball. 1-2. Swinging a line drive lash down the left field line. Kicks off the tarpon foul ground. It's a foul ball. And it's one ball and two strikes on Zavala. It was right over the top of Carlos Cardoza. Rough Riders third base coach and manager. Rough Riders in their red uniform tops today. Red double R ball caps. Gray pants. Hicks from first in the 1-2. High and outside. Two balls, two strikes. On the other side, it's the honey butter chicken biscuit uniforms for the Corpus Christi Hooks. Whataburger, of course, started down here in Corpus Christi, and the honey butter chicken biscuit is a big part of that menu. The 2-2. Swinging a soft roller foul off the end of the bat, squibbing up the third baseline. And it's still two balls and two strikes. Luke, have you had a honey butter chicken biscuit yet?
Funny enough, this was a conversation today.
Okay.
I had a conversation with one of my friends. Shout out David if you're listening. Mentioned that the first Whataburger was right next to our hotel, and he said, I'm not a huge Whataburger fan, but I love the honey butter chicken biscuit.
Okay. The first part of that sentence was blasphemous here in Texas.
Wild. I like Whataburger.
Throw goes over to first.
I'm an advocate for the honey butter chicken biscuit.
Yeah, you gotta be. Yeah, the first ever Whataburger is right next to our hotel here in Corpus. 2-2 offering to Z. He swings and pops it foul back over our heads. And it's still two balls, two strikes. No score, top of the first inning. Runner at first, one out. Just underway, and I'm about to see the eighth pitch of this plate appearance to Zavala. It's a Whataburger field and honey butter chicken biscuits for Corpus Christi today. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball, hit foul to the pole side this time. Past Kavika Emsley-Pye. Six foul balls in this at-bat alone. Zavala had a tough time at the plate yesterday. He struck out looking twice. A rarity for him. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He goes fishing a high fastball this time. He strikes out, two away, both via the strikeout for Santos. Abimelech Ortiz stands in now. Runner at first, two down, top of the first inning, no score. Left-handers have given Santos fits this season in a small sample size. He readies and brings it in. Inside, he hit him on the knee. Oh, that had a bad sound to it. And Ortiz limping down the first baseline in an arc closer towards his own dugout. And Neil Ori, the Rough Riders trainer, will emerge and check him out. Carlos Cardoza crosses over from the third base coaching box, and he'll go and check on Ortiz as well, who still hasn't made it to first and said he's turned around and is starting to limp in a circle, his hands on his knees, reaching down to the ground, back parallel to the ground, and just trying to make sure that it's okay. He got hit right on the right knee, and he is trying to stretch it out. That is not a fun place to get hit, no matter what kind of pitch it was.
No, not at all, Zach. It does not feel good. And for Ortiz right now, in a lot of pain and trying to stretch it out. He's been hit there, I'm sure, before. So just trying to keep moving, because the moment you stop moving is when it starts to feel a little bit better, and then it gets way worse. So just getting through that initial pain for Ortiz, trying to walk things off, is what's best for him, as long as there's no serious injury connected to that knee there.
Yeah, hopefully he's okay. He's such a big part of what Rough Riders are doing this year, the number 12 or number 11 prospect now, with Evan Carter's graduation in the Rangers organization. And he's going to grab his helmet back from Neil Ori, and he's going to stay in today's game. So that's a really good sign for Ortiz. He jogs past first base. We're here in the top of the first inning, just underway. Rough Riders now with two on and two out on a hit-by-pitch and a walk. Liam Hicks down to second base. Rough Riders and Honey Butter Chicken Biscuits today. And Corpus Christi Hooks, no score. There's Cody Freeman. Freeman stands in from the right side. 0 for 4 day yesterday for the Riders third baseman. Santos readies. And the pitch. Breaking ball, strike in the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Before Ortiz was hit by pitch, we were alluding to the left-right splits for Santos. Right-handers hitting just .225 against him. Left-handers hitting .364. The 0-1. Swinging a chopper over the mound. The second baseman, Orocho, waits for it. Fields chest high, takes it to the second base back himself for the final out of the inning. Well, the Rough Riders turned away in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two left on. We go to the bottom half of the first inning next. It's the Rough Riders nothing. The Hooks to the plate next against Ben Anderson on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's the other half of this New York-born starting pitching matchup on the hill right now. It's time for the Rough Riders. It's Ben Anderson. No score. Bottom of the first. Ben Anderson, born in Rexford, New York. His mound counterpart, Alex Santos, was born in the Bronx. Rexford, pretty far away from New York City. It's in upstate New York. Jeremy Orocho leads it off for Corpus Christi. They're at the bottom of the first inning. Anderson working from the stretch with nobody aboard, and the 6'4" right-hander deals home. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike to his catcher, Cooper Johnson. It's 0-1. Jeremy Orocho, Tommy Sacco Jr., Jacob Melton, the first three due up for Corpus Christi in this first inning. Anderson readies, and he brings it home. Fastball, strike in the outside corner. He painted it perfectly, and it's 0-2. Two perfect pitches for Anderson. The Rexford, New York native, a 13th-round selection by the Rangers in 2019. The pitch, it's just outside. It's one ball and two strikes. 25-year-old has been very good for the Rough Riders so far. He's making his fifth appearance in his fourth overall start. 0-1 with a 2.45 ERA. He kicks in the 1-2. Check swing and a high fastball. They appeal. He did not go. And it's two balls and two strikes.
Zach, you say 25-year-old. Can't say that for too much longer. Ben Anderson looking to get the birthday week started a bit early with a win today.
His birthday is tomorrow. 2-2. Outside, 3 balls, 2 strikes. In 14 and two-thirds innings, 15 strikeouts and just 2 walks. He has been phenomenal with his command so far this season. He's gone 3-2 on a road show to begin things. He fires. Swinging a lofted fly ball into shallow center field. Strom racing on. He's under it, and he spears it out of the air for the first down of the first inning. No score. Bottom of the first. One away for Tommy Sacco Jr. Coming into this game, Ben Anderson has the 8th best walk rate in the Texas League. He has been phenomenal at preventing free base runners. He has hit 2 batters, though, so those kind of count as walks if you look at the free base runner aspect. Sacco, the left-handed batter, first pitch. That one's popped skyward into center field as well. Strom watching it go with the wind. Man, it just blew it out to left field. Aaron Zavala's right there. He makes the catch. And there's 2 up, 2 down. In the bottom of the first inning, Jacob Melton now. You'll hear us mention the wind a lot tonight, and that's because it plays a big factor in this ballpark here at Whataburger Field. The wind is blowing hard out to left. And that time the ball to center field ended up almost in straightaway left. Jacob Melton 0 for 3 yesterday with a walk. First pitch is inside, 1 ball and no strikes. Melton, the center fielder and number one prospect in the Rangers organization. Hitting .320 this season against right-handed pitchers, .265 overall. The 1-0. That one's popped in the air, left side out of play, 1 ball and 1 strike. Let's introduce you to the defense behind Ben Anderson today. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Kellen Strom in center, Josh Hatcher in right. Cody Freeman at third, Kaber Rodriguez the shortstop in his return to the Rough Riders lineup off the injured list. Max Acosta at second base, Abimelech Ortiz still at first despite being hit by a pitch in the top of this first inning, and Cooper Johnson does the catching for Ben Anderson. Right-hander has his sign. He sets the 1-1. Popped up, foul back behind home, and it's 1-2 now on the center fielder and former Oregon State Beaver, Jacob Melton. Rough Riders leading this season series 6-1. Took 5 of 6 in Frisco earlier this season. 1-2. Line foul on the changeup on the left side. Still 1 ball and 2 strikes. It's a 3-pitch mix for the most part for Ben Anderson. He'll go fastball, curveball, and changeup. He also mixes in a brand new cutter that he's thrown just 3 times in the last 2 games. He pins the glove against his left hip. Looking in for his sign for Johnson. He divvies it out to him. A stretch by the right-hander, 1-2. Swinging a bounding ball, hit to first. Right there to the first baseman, Abimelech Ortiz, who's got it chest high. Feeds underhand to Anderson, and the side is retired. Easy 1-2-3 inning for the Rough Riders starter, Ben Anderson. Frisco and Corpus Christi tied at 0-0 to the top of the second next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
top two in Corpus Christi. The Rough Riders and the Hooks are scoreless. Frisco will send 6, 7, and 8 in the order in this second. Josh Hatcher, Max Acosta, Caber Rodriguez. Alex Santos allowed a couple base runners in that first inning on a walk and a hit by pitch, but nothing else. Josh Hatcher, exactly the kind of guy that you want to lead off in this situation. First pitch. Swinging a drive into right center field. Melton on the run. It's over his head all the way to the fence. Hatcher up to second base. He turns on the Jets. On his way to third. At first slide. Save. Josh Hatcher with a leadoff triple. Man, is he hot. 3-for-4 yesterday. He gets the first triple of the season for him and the second for the Rough Riders. Josh Hatcher into third base to lead off the inning. Man, it's fun to watch him swing the stick on this stretch he's on. It takes a huge poke to get it over the center fielder's head with this wind in this ballpark. And Josh Hatcher just able to get into third base with a triple. Here's Max Acosta now, runner at third, nobody out. The pitch. Fouled away right side. It's 0-1. Josh Hatcher has been swinging the bat extremely well. At 3-for-4 yesterday, he's hitting .373 this season. The pitch. Soft grounder up the middle. The shortstop, Sacco, to his left. He fields and bobbles, and no play. Hatcher comes across to score, and the Rough Riders have a 1-0 lead. An error on the shortstop, Tommy Sacco Jr. Max Acosta reaches on the E6. He gets an RBI as well. And the Rough Riders lead by one in this top of the second. Put the ball in play. Good things can happen. Sacco commits the error, dropping the ball behind the second base bag after fielding it cleanly. And now it's time for the first at-bat of the season for Caber Rodriguez. First pitch is low. One ball and no strikes. Welcome back, Caber Rodriguez, the shortstop who had a hamstring injury in spring training that kept him out. And so he is back. And boy, the Rough Riders happy to have him. Santos deals. Swinging a line shot up the middle. Sacco tries to make the play at short. He dropped it. It goes right to the second baseman, Orocho, who's got it on the bag for one out and throws to first for the double play. Wow. Pinball action up the middle. Sacco slid and knocked it out of his glove right to the short or to the second baseman, Orocho. It wasn't on purpose, but it worked out for the double play. It's 6-4-3. And just like that, the Rough Riders have the bases clear with two down now in the second inning against them. Here's Cooper Johnson. The pitch. Swinging a high fly ball off the end of the bat. Fouled on the left field line. He broke his bat. And it's 0-1. Or did he? No, he didn't. Just off the end of the bat. And so that's some poor luck here in the second inning. Rodriguez bouncing into the 6-4-3 double play. The 0-1. Swinging a chopper foul. Past Carlos Cardoza, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders are being extremely aggressive in this second inning. Santos threw 23 pitches, 16 for strikes in that first inning. He's about to throw his eighth pitch here in the second inning. And he has two strikes here on Johnson. Here's the wind back in the 0-2. Way outside, bounces in the dirt. Great backhanded stop by J.C. Correa. One ball, two strikes. Rough Riders lead it 1-0, top of the second. Kellen Strom at the top of the order on deck. Santos peels back in the 1-2. Check swing and a slider away. He went around, strike three. Third K for Santos, but the Rough Riders get a run on a hit and an error, and they lead 1-0 to the last of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd
for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Now back to the game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the second, it's 1-0 Rough Riders.
First baseman,
Ben Anderson back to the hill. Jordan Brewer leading things off for the Hooks. It's Brewer, Kennedy Corona, and Quincy Hamilton against Anderson. Here's the stretch by the right-hander in the pen. Breaking ball, ground ball, third base side. Freeman dives to his right. It's out of his reach. Just clicking off the edge of his glove, rolls into foul territory and no play. So Brewer reaches on the infield single. And it's a hard hit ball for the first out, or excuse me, for the first base runner of the game for Corpus Christi. Kennedy Corona stands in now for the right side.
In fact, that's a ball that's destined to be extra bases for Jordan Brewer if Cody Freeman can't just get a piece of it. So a nice play by the Rough Riders third baseman.
Definitely. First pitch to Kennedy Corona. Swung on and missed, and the fastball burned right by him. It's 0-1. Rough Riders lead 1-0, bottom of the second. Had a great chat earlier today with John Goble, Rough Riders pitching coach. The 0-1. Swinging a foul back into Johnson's glove, and it's 0-2. About a lot of pitchers, but specifically Ben Anderson, talking about his pitch arsenal. The fastball is the main pitch for him, and everything kind of works off of that. The changeup is really good as well. The 0-2 outside, it's 1-2. The cutter that he is working on, it's a cutter/slider. Kind of morphed together a little bit. He hasn't thrown very many. He threw one there to get Jacob Melton on that final out of the first. 1-2. Swinging a hard ground ball. One hop to the second baseman Acosta. He's got it under Rodriguez. It's second for one. On to first, a double play. Pretty double play rolled by the Rough Riders up the middle. And there are two down. Now that ball was scalded at 99 off the bat on one hop right to the second baseman Acosta. And he was able to turn it into two outs with a nice sliding stop to his right. Leadoff single erased, and Quincy Hamilton steps in now. Left-handed batter. Anderson peers in for his sign. He's got it. And the offering is belted out to right field, sending Hatcher back at the warning track looking. It's gone. A splash into the pool beyond right field. And Quincy Hamilton has his first home run. There's that foghorn they play here on homers. 107 miles an hour off the bat, 383 feet. And Chad Stevens stands in.
Much more important does that make that double play that Ben Anderson was able to roll.
Great point. The pitch is lined into center field and right at Kellen Strom. He's there to put it away. Side retired. But tie ball game at 1-1 after the solo homer from Quincy Hamilton. We're into the top of the third next. Tied at 1. Luke Maley on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Whataburger Field, it's the top of the Rough Riders order due up. Here in the visiting portion of the third, Kellen Strom digs in for the second time against Alex Santos II. Santos the righty. On the hill, steps back and deals. First offering runs upstairs, a fastball at 94. Kellen Strom chased a pitch on the outer half of the zone. Went down on strikes his first time up. Jumps ahead 1-0 the pitch, and that one runs outside. 89 that time on the radar gun. It's two balls and no strikes to the right-handed hitting center fielder. Kellen Strom had himself a pretty good night last night. 1-for-2 with a pair of walks, scored a run. Pitch, and this one slapped into right center field, tailing away from the center fielder Melton, and he's able to track it down right at the edge of the warning track. Well, Strom gave it a ride, but Melton was able to find his way under it and haul it in for out number one. Loud contact
designated hitter number five,
from the Rough Riders leadoff hitter, but nothing to show for it. Liam Hicks steps in, left-handed swinger, designated hitter today. After being behind the plate last night, first offering to him runs a bit outside. 1-0 with one away here in the top of the third. Hicks awaits the pitch. Just missed the outside corner again, that time with the 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Two balls and no strikes. Liam Hicks hit his first home run back in Frisco a few days ago. Pitch runs upstairs. Another heater, couldn't find the strike zone, and Hicks has already worked a pair of walks in this series. One yesterday, and one in his first trip to face Santos II. He's ahead here, three balls, no strikes. Delivery home, and it's a four-pitch walk. Liam Hicks, pair of walks to his name today. So in steps Aaron Zavala, and he's not quite off to the start in this series that he would hope. After a strikeout in the first, now 0-for-5 with four strikeouts. But a guy that reached in his first 18 games of the season. Pitch, and he rips this one to right field. Back goes Corona. He's looking at it, and he's standing on the track, and he'll haul it in. Liam Hicks thought about tagging from first, and he shuts things down. A long flyout, and this park is very friendly to right-handed hitters, not as friendly to left-handed bats, but generally there's a little bit of an asterisk next to Aaron Zavala's name as he's been going to opposite field, but he finally finds that pull swing, just can't quite get it out of the yard.
I was hit at 102 off the bat, and it didn't even reach the warning track.
Smoked it. First pitch to Ortiz, and he steps out it's ball one.
That is probably a home run at Rutgers Field.
I'd say probably so. That's one of the hardest balls we've seen from Aaron Zavala this year. So Ortiz in a 1-0 count. Takes a huge hack, but comes up empty on the fastball. Evens things at a ball in the strike. Well, there's two away in the inning. Only base runner to this point is Liam Hicks, who drew a walk. As Ortiz asks for time, he'll step out. But both of them, and Kellen Strom and Aaron Zavala, have hit the baseball hard, both to the right side of the diamond here, and both have ended up being outs. The 1-1 to Ortiz, and he shoots it the other way, down the third base line, but into the stands. The ball and two strikes to the Rough Riders' first baseman. Bimelec Ortiz toward a multi-hit game yesterday. They were both extra base hits, a home run and a double. Pitch runs upstairs. Hicks was a delayed steal. The throw to second is well in time. And Hicks gunned down, trying to move up 90 feet. Looked like a delayed steal, likely something the Rough Riders saw in the scouting report for Correa behind the dish, but he's able to collect himself, fire to second. And when it comes around next time in the top of the fourth, Abimelech Ortiz will have a fresh count. And his second at bat. Tie ball game, 1-1 between the Rough Riders and the Hooks here on the Riders Baseball Network. We head to the home half of the third inning.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ben Anderson back out there for his third frame of work. First offering to Correa. It's called a strike. Went with the fastball. J.C. Correa didn't play in last night's series opener. Minimal changes to this lineup as he rips this one down the left field line. If it's fair, it's extra bases, and it's a foul ball. Went all the way into the corner. That thing was hit on a line. 107 off the bat. He hammered it, but nothing to show. Instead, it's just a long strike two. And after busting out of the box, Correa had made it towards second base before realizing it was a foul ball. And then he makes the trot past Ben Anderson all the way back to the dish and has to face an 0-2 count. Anderson ahead. Still in search of strikeout number one of the outing. The 0-2. He's going to get it there. A wave and a miss by Correa. And there's one away. That one stings a bit as a hitter. J.C. Correa laces a baseball foul. Then you come back, and it ends up being a three-pitch strikeout for Ben Anderson.
Well, it's just a perfect example of the changeup from Anderson. You get a guy way out in front, through the changeup away. He was super out in front. Great pitch.
First pitch to Espinosa. He cuts through it. Went back to the changeup. And it's 0-1. Espinosa, one of the changes at the bottom of the order for the Hooks, and cuts through another changeup. Anderson has the changeup working. He's ahead 0-2 for the second consecutive batter. Espinosa hitting just 118 coming into this one. Righty kicks and deals and delivers downstairs. Ball and two strikes on the right-handed hitter. Espinosa the DH today. Anderson set at the belt, kicks and deals, and breaking ball runs outside. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch runs inside this time from 0-2 to 3-2 for Rolando Espinosa. And Anderson has only issued two walks on the season. As he creeps towards 20 innings pitched. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for Ben Anderson. Went back to that changeup. That's been the go-to pitch for Ben Anderson today. And the top of the order, the second time through to face Anderson. Here's Jeremy Orocho. Flew out to center field. His first trip up. Freeman plays in at third on the grass, and the pitch runs down it inside. 92-mile-an-hour heater. Ben Anderson, a twin. His brother, Ian Anderson, a pitcher for the Atlanta Braves. Delivery home. This one, a broken bat. Hit on the ground softly to the second baseman, Acosta. He comes up to field it, fires across his body. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Ben Anderson. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Anderson picks up a pair of strikeouts. We turn the page over to the top of the fourth inning, where the Riders are due up. It'll be Ortiz, Freeman, Hatcher in a tied 1-1 ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Visiting portion of the fourth to Bimelec Ortiz, who will step in to get things going for the Rough Riders. A tie ball game, one apiece. Rough Riders got one in the second. Hooks answered with one in the second. Ortiz hits a towering pop-up in foul territory down the third baseline, and Stevens, the third baseman, ranges over to make the play. So Ortiz saw some pitches in the third inning. Liam Hicks was tossed out at second base, trying a delayed steal. But Ortiz goes after the first pitch that he sees in the fourth frame and pops out. Cody Freeman toes the box, and a first pitch fastball is called a strike. 94 over the heart of the plate. Oh one of the right-handed hitting third baseman. The pitch. Check swing by Freeman. It didn't matter. Called a strike. 0-2. Cody Freeman had himself quite the week. Still looking for hit number one of this series. 0-4 yesterday. Grounded out to second base. His last time up. So now 0-5 in the series. The 0-2 skips in. Ball and two strikes now. Cody Freeman tied for the team lead in homers with three, and he did all that damage in the last series against Amarillo. Pitch chopped up the middle. The shortstop, Sacco Jr., fields it and throws on the run. In time, there's two away. Josh Hatcher tries to get something going with two down in this top of the fourth inning. Hatcher notched just the second triple for the Rough Riders this season. His last trip up, he chases the first pitch and fouls it off his front foot. Takes him to the ground, and home plate umpire Javier Cantu will give Hatcher just a second to collect himself. 0-1. Hatcher tripled to lead off that second inning and then came around to score on an error.
Found that off of the inside part of his foot. He has a pad, but it protects just the top of his foot. It got just underneath that pad. That's no fun.
Doesn't feel good. The 0-1, and Santos slipped off the mound and ended up on a knee up there on top of the bump. So an odd sequence of events. First pitch, a foul ball off the front leg of Josh Hatcher, and then Alex Santos slips as he delivers ball one on the second pitch. So 1-1. Santos back and deals, and Hatcher spits on it the other way. Hit it hard, but well out of play. Ball and two strikes now on the left-handed right fielder today. Pitch runs outside. Two balls and two strikes. Santos looking to make it a clean fourth inning. And he comes inside this time, and it skips in. Three balls and two strikes. Josh Hatcher with that triple in the second inning notched his 23rd hit of the season. Is the most by a Rough Rider this year. He faces a 3-2 count. The pitch, and it's chopped on the ground, but right at the second baseman, Orocho, who collects and delivers to Brewer at first. It's a 1-2-3 fourth inning for Alex Santos. We turn things over for the Hooks. It'll be Sacco Jr., Melton, and Brewer due up at the home half of the fourth in a tied 1-1 ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
You can run on.
Tommy Sacco Jr. set to get things going in the home side of the fourth inning. Looks like Ben Anderson had a little bit of a complaint with the mound. Looks to be a little bit wet, and Anderson now off the backside of the mound. We'll see if they tend to that. The umpire's giving it a look. Might need a little bit of diamond dry out there. There's a couple spots on the infield, including the edge around the front of the mound, as well as right in front of home plate, that look to be a little bit wet.
The odd thing is, here in Corpus Christi, if you water the field, it doesn't dry. It's so humid. We're at 83% humidity, and so the water is not going to evaporate as quickly as it would on other fields, and so the water's just kind of sticking into the ground, and still haven't been able to locate a grounds crew member to come out and fix the mound.
Well, I don't know. It looks like it might need a little bit of diamond dry or something, but what they just did was one of the bat boys came out of the Rough Riders dugout and picked up a bunch of clumps. It appears that Anderson and Santos have just been digging up the mound at that landing spot for their front foot, and it's just chopped it to pieces. Had to get rid of some of the debris. First pitch to Sacco Jr. is skied high in the air towards shallow left field. Rodriguez giving chase. He gives way to Zavala, who reaches up and hauls in out number one. So the mound, no issue for Ben Anderson on his first offering. One pitch, one out.
You've got to love one pitch, one out to start an inning. That's just about as good as it gets. He's been really efficient. That's now 31 pitches through three and a third innings for him. He's been really, really fantastic. And that's what he ran into his last start, allowing two runs on a two-run homer in the first and throwing 25 pitches in that first inning.
Yeah, he settled in. Made one mistake pitch. First offering to Melton misses downstairs. Balling no strikes. First pitch changeup from Anderson. Pitch runs inside with a fastball. It's two balls and no strikes. Well, for Jacob Melton, he's looking for his first hit of the series. 0 for 4 to this point. Drawn a walk, I should say. And struck out once. He rips this one right at the first baseman, Ortiz, who gloves it right in front of his face. 110 exit velo that time. He got every piece of that baseball, but the Rough Riders had a guy there, people like Ortiz. And of all the guys to hit it at, Abimelech Ortiz is the last one you're going to move with a ball 110 off the bat.
It looked like it was self-defense out there.
It was.
Instead of going and getting the ball.
Might be a couple of guys that catch that one, and they go flying back a couple feet. Ortiz stands his ground, and first pitch from Anderson is called a strike against the right-hander hitting Jordan Brewer. So two down. Here's the 0-1 from Anderson, and a swing and a miss. Anderson back ahead, 0-2. He's done it quite a bit today. Went to the breaking ball. The pitch chopped on the ground at the third base line and will find its way to foul ground. Count remains 0-2. Jordan Brewer singled to lead off the second inning before a big double play erased him and skips in. That double play, all the more important as the next batter after that double play, Quincy Hamilton, deposited one over the wall in right field. Looking at a 1-1 ball game at the moment, it very well could have been a 3-1 ball game. The 1-2 hit softly on the ground on the third base line, and Freeman will field it right about the third base coach's box, and the count stays the same. Jordan Brewer leads the team in doubles. He's got five to his name this season. Right now, just trying to get something going with two outs. The 1-2, he just caught a piece of it and finds its way to the dirt just in front of Cooper Johnson, the Rough Riders catcher. So he spoiled a couple of pitches here. Has new life, making Ben Anderson work to get this final out of the fourth. The 1-2. Hit well up the middle, and Caber Rodriguez and the second baseman Acosta meet it in the hole. Acosta able to glove it on a dive, but it's an infield single by Jordan Brewer. He's got a pair base hits to his name. What an effort by both Caber Rodriguez at short, Maximo Acosta at second base. It was hit just on the shortstop side of the second base bag. But it ended up being the second baseman Acosta who got to it.
Yeah, and really glad that Caber didn't dive there, because if they both dive, that's a recipe for disaster.
That it is. First offering to Corona, and it's called a strike.
Kind of pulled up at the last moment and went with a slide to avoid running into Acosta. That's a very good thing.
Smart move, especially for a guy just getting back from a hamstring injury. Anderson kicks and deals, and a check swing by Corona, but didn't offer at it. Ball and a strike. Fastball that time from Anderson, just a bit upstairs. Anderson's peppered the zone today. He comes home. Swing and a miss. Went back to the fastball. And he jumps ahead, a ball and two strikes with two away here in the home half of the fourth. Kennedy Corona bounced into that 4-6-3 double play his last time up. Brewer stands at first, takes his lead. Anderson long pause and picks to first. And it looks like pitch clock violation on Ben Anderson. He held for a long time, and when he stepped off, it seemed like Jordan Brewer wasn't really ready to get back to the first base bag, but the field umpire said took too long. Anderson comes set ready with the 2-2 now, and this one fouled back to the screen. It's Brandon Tipton out there, stationed just to the right behind the mound. It stopped play and said, that's a pitch clock violation. Chopped on the ground, and it'll stay in foul territory. Ben Anderson's been efficient here in the last couple of innings, but here in this frame, he's had to work really hard to get a pair of outs.
Five foul balls after two strikes in the last two batters. I'll run your pitch count up a little bit.
That it will. Anderson looking to finish off Corona. The 2-2 runs just a smidge inside. The count runs to full. Anderson looking to make it through four. The 3-2 on its way. Ripped into left field. Zavala watches it skip in front of him, and he's going to fire behind the runner. The throw on the money, and he got him. Aaron Zavala, heads-up play. Jordan Brewer had run through second base and made a wide turn. Couldn't quite stop the momentum. And Aaron Zavala, the Rough Riders left fielder, fired a strike, and that ends the inning. Heads-up play by Aaron Zavala, and he picks up another great play in left field. No runs on a pair of hits, no errors, and one left aboard the base paths in the fourth. We've played four. It's 1-1. as we head to the top of the fifth. When we return, Zach Bigley will take the play-by-play on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the fifth inning, and we've got ourselves a good old-fashioned pitcher's duel at Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley here on the Coastal Bend in the port of Corpus Christi. Bottom third of the order for the Riders against Alex Santos. It's Max Acosta, Caber Rodriguez, and Cooper Johnson for Frisco. Just one run on one hit. Josh Hatcher triple back in the second. He came across to score on a fielding error by Tommy Sacco Jr., the shortstop. It's all the offense for Frisco today. Santos shoulders square to the third base bag as the right-hander winds back and deals. It's low and outside, one ball and no strikes. What a heads-up play by Aaron Zavala in that bottom of the fourth inning, throwing behind the runner Jordan Brewer, who rounded too aggressively, the 1-0. Swing and a foul, tipped back into Correa's glove, and it's 1-1. Brewer was going with a 3-2 count and two outs, and so he thought about taking third for a second, but then Zavala threw behind him, the 1-1. That slips up and in, and it's two balls and one strike. And Aaron Zavala has recorded his sixth outfield assist in the first 23 games of the season. That's ridiculous. 2-1. Outside corner for a strike, 2-2. Just to put that in context for you, Zavala entered in his career with three outfield assists, and he has six in April. I guess technically we're in May now, May 1st. It's absurd the kind of season he's having in the outfield. 2-2. Check swing and a miss. Acosta goes off the outside corner against a slider and comes up empty. He's strikeout number four for Santos and out number one in the fifth inning. Tied at one for Caber Rodriguez, the shortstop who bounced into a 6-4-3 double play back in the second. Tied at one. Rodriguez in his first game back after a hamstring injury. Kept him out of joining the Rough Riders out of spring training. Offering in. He fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. Rodriguez spent the second half of the season with the Rough Riders last year. He was a call-up to Frisco after Luis Angel Acuña was traded to the Mets organization. The pitch. Strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. And he filled in quite nicely at shortstop defensively, and in the Rough Riders order, wherever he hit, ended up playing 41 games for the Rough Riders last year. 705 OPS at three homers and hit 242. Santos winds in the 0-2. Check swing, foul back to the screen. It's still no balls and two strikes. Rodriguez, a two-time winner of the True Ranger Award, which is given to the player that most exemplifies the Rangers organization on and off the field. The 0-2. He swings, puts it off the end of the bat, poked it out to short. Sacco comes up, charges, picks, throws into first just in time. And Rodriguez is the second out of the fifth inning. Soft ground ball out to shortstop. Sacco made a nice play. Coming up, picking it, throwing on the run. Two outs here in the fifth inning. Now for Cooper Johnson. Riders and Hooks tied at one in the fifth. The True Ranger Award is basically the good guy award. It's a good teammate award and someone who mixes well with everybody, and that's Caber Rodriguez, just a fantastic guy. First pitch to Johnson. There's a high drive out to left field. Wynn carries it, and it'll keep on carrying it all the way out of the ballpark. Somo home run, Cooper Johnson. It's 2-1 Frisco. Johnson with his second of the season. Oh, man, he hammered that ball. A soaring, majestic shot onto the berm and back of it in left field. Rough Riders take a 2-1 lead with two outs. And time called, the pitching coach, Sean Buchanan, emerges from the dugout, and he'll go have a chat with Santos. Boy, that was a high fly ball for a home run. 103 miles an hour off the bat, 379 feet.
Cooper Johnson had himself an impressive batting practice today. He was working on a few different things, but a lot of pop to his pull side. And as we've mentioned over the course of this broadcast and yesterday as well, it's a hitter-friendly park to left, especially with the wind streams, if you get a ball up in the air like that. And it just felt like after watching batting practice today, Cooper Johnson had a really good shot to hit a baseball hard that way. He did exactly that, and he ends up breaking this 1-1 tie.
A second home run of the game combined between these two teams. Quincy Hamilton with a solo shot in the second. Now the Rough Riders taking a 2-1 advantage. Kellen Strom now top of the card. First pitch, fastball outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Cooper Johnson breaking the tie with the solo homer. Only the second hit today for the Rough Riders. 0-1. Way outside with a slider, and it's one ball and one strike. Yesterday, the Rough Riders had four runs on nine hits. Two runs on two hits today, but they'll certainly keep it going if they can have an extra base hit for every hit they have. 1-1, outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2 now on Strom, who's 0-2 today. He tagged a ball into right center field his last time up. Jacob Melton ran it down in the alley, the center fielder. 1-2 home, outside. Two balls and two strikes on Strom. Kellen occupying the leadoff spot where he's been very good for the Rough Riders. He's hit all up and down the top of this order. 2-2. Just below the zone. We're full at three balls and two strikes. But you figure he really profiles best in that leadoff spot with his ability to get on base. Good table setter for this Rough Riders lineup. Reached three times yesterday. Two walks. 3-2. That one bounces in there. Another walk for Kellen Strom. He walks for the third time in this series. And speaking of walks, William Hicks walking to the plate. He drew two bases on balls in his first two plate appearances today. There is action out in the bullpen for the Honey Butter Chicken Biscuits today. Stretch in the first pitch to Hicks. He takes outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Usually what you expect to see is a piggyback, especially early on here in the week. There are two guys warming up, double barrel action in the bullpen. Throw goes over to first base, and Strom belly flops back in safely. We love these Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit uniforms. The unfortunate thing is the numbers are nearly impossible to read when they're 400 feet away like they are beyond the outfield here in the bullpen. The 1-0. That one's flied well into center field, but Jacob Melton is right there. The center fielder camps under it and puts it away. One paw above his ball cap. A fly ball out to center by Liam Hicks, and the Rough Riders done in the fifth, but a solo homer by Cooper Johnson gives the Riders a 2-1 lead to the home half of the fifth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the fifth inning, Rough Riders now lead the Corpus Christi Hooks 2-1. Ben Anderson back to the hill for Frisco. He readies and brings it into Quincy Hamilton. It's on the outside corner with a changeup for a strike. It's 0-1. Hamilton, the only offense today for the Hooks. He homered back in the second. The pitch. Fastball is high, and it's 1-1. The Rough Riders loving what they're seeing out of Ben Anderson so far. And talking to John Goebel, the Rough Riders pitching coach, before the game, the 1-1. Outside, it's 2-1. He was also very happy about what he has seen from Ben Anderson. He's been very impressed so far. Stretch, and the right-hander kicks in. Swinging a ground ball, hit hard, but right at the shortstop. Rodriguez vacuums it in, slings it on to first, and gets him one away. That brings Chad Stevens to the plate. Goebel has been very impressed with Anderson's fastball, especially riding well in the zone. And up above it. Trying to focus on getting that pitch for strikes. Here's the stretch and the first pitch to Chad Stevens. It's low and away. 1-0. Stevens out of the University of Portland. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. There's a high fly ball into center field. Backing up Strom. He's under it. And the Riders center fielder puts it away. Two outs. Another very quick out just on the second pitch from Aiden Anderson. Continues to roll. Now 54 pitches. He's been impressive with his efficiency. He readies and brings it in to J.C. Correa, the catcher, who's 0-1 today with a strikeout. Swinging a topper right back to the hill on the first pitch. Anderson's got it chest high. Nonchalantly throws to first. And there's the inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. 1-2-3 frame for Ben Anderson. And he easily, coolly, on seven pitches, retires the Hooks. Top six next. Riders lead 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family.
On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jose Flaherty takes over on the hill for the Corpus Christi Hooks. The Rough Riders lead it 2-1. Alex Santos is done in his start. He goes five innings, allowing two runs on just two hits. He struck out four and walked three. 3, 4, and 5 due up for the Rough Riders. Aaron Zavala, Abimelech Ortiz, Cody Freeman. Looking to pad the lead now against the bullpen. Here's the windback in the first pitch. And a changeup at the bottom of the zone for a strike. First offering to Zavala. It's 0-1. Flaherty, a right-hander, wheels back into his wind, pitches, and misses low. And it's one ball and one strike. Flaherty has really struggled, giving up a lot of hard contact at the beginning of this season. He winds back and fires. It's on the inside corner for a strike. It's 1-2. Flaherty, as Zavala calls time and steps out. Right-hander with his shoulders square towards the third base dugout, home of the Hooks. Zavala stands back in, and the right-handed quick worker deals in. Changeup outside. It's two balls and two strikes. Working in his fifth game this year, it's his third out of the bullpen. He's 0-2 with a 6.61 ERA. He's given up 18 hits in his 16 and a third innings. 2-2. Swinging a hard line drive, hooked down the right field line into the corner. It bounces off the cut of the grass, kicks down into the corner. Zavala on his horse. He's around second, steaming towards third. The throw, not in time. Aaron Zavala with his second triple of the day for the Rough Riders. And it's the second time it's come to lead off an inning. As Zavala yanked it down the right field line, Frisco entered with one triple all season in 22 games, and they've got two in their 23rd game of the season. And now Abimelech Ortiz stands in with the bases in. And the pitch is high, one ball and no strikes. I should say infield in, and a runner at third. So how about this? The Rough Riders leading 2-1 and a chance to pad the advantage. Here's the stretch in the 1-0 pitch. Misses high, and it's two balls and no strikes. Aaron Zavala busts out of an 0-for-6 in a big way, tripling down the right field line. 2-0 on Ortiz, who homered yesterday. He's 0-for-1 today with a hit by pitch. 2-0. Takes a slider on the inside edge, a strike. 2-1. Flaherty is getting a little bit unlucky with some of the hard hit balls that have been put in play against him. 2-1. Slider outside corner for a strike. Catcher Correa dropped it, got the call anyway from Cantu, the home plate umpire. But he's allowing the highest line drive rate in the entire Texas League this year. The 2-2. Swinging a foul back and out of play behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes. So those kind of go hand in hand. If you're allowing a lot of line drives, a lot more of those balls put in play against you are going to end up being base hits because they're being put in play harder. Here's the stretch in the 2-2. Ortiz swings and rockets it out to right field. Corona back on it, now coming in. He's under it to make the grab. Zavala tags. He's coming home. The throw up the line. The slide. He's safe. Aaron Zavala is safe at home on the sack fly by Abimelech Ortiz, and the Rough Riders now lead 3-1. Great slide. Aaron Zavala got around the tag of Correa. The throw up the third base line, and Correa tried a sweep tag as Zavala came racing past him, just able to get around it. And the Rough Riders now extend their lead by a run. They lead it 3-1 here in this sixth inning. That brings Cody Freeman to the plate, and the first pitch is fouled back into Correa's glove. It's 0-1. Sack fly RBI, Abimelech Ortiz, a productive at-bat again, or plate appearance, I should say. One away in the inning, and the Rough Riders have scored both triples to lead off the inning. The pitch, low and outside, and it's 1-1. That's exactly what you want to see, taking advantage of that runner at third and nobody out. And the pitch is low and outside. It's 2-1. Three runs on just three hits for the Rough Riders, looking to win their fifth game in their last six contests. They're playing some really good baseball right now, and it's all starting with the starting pitching. That has been fantastic. Ben Anderson has thrown five innings of one-run ball so far. 2-1. Strike in the outside corner, 2-2, and it certainly helps that Corpus Christi is the worst offense in the league by a lot of statistical categories, but nonetheless, good starting pitching will get you a long way. 2-2 on Freeman, bases clear, one out in the sixth. And the pitch in, breaking ball outside. 3-2 to Freeman, who's 0-2 today with a couple of balls on the ground. Pull side shift in the infield for the Riders. Leody winds and deals. Breaking ball tagged in the air on a pop-up right side. Orocho back, the second baseman under it, and shallow right field makes the catch. Two up, two down after the triple. One of those a sack fly, and that brings the red-hot Josh Hatcher to the plate, who grounded out, yes, back in the fourth, but even that one was hit at 98 miles an hour off the bat. He tripled back in the second inning, hitting it over Jacob Melton's head in center field. The pitch. Low and outside to Hatcher, and it's 1-0. Hatcher is now a whopping 4-6 in this series. Came in hitting .373. The pitch. Breaking ball outside. 2-0 with over 1,000 OPS now after that triple. There are only five players in the Texas League coming into today that had 1,000 OPS or better. 2-0. That slips inside. 3-0. Hatcher is extremely aggressive, and you don't see him getting to a 3-0 count very often. Is the seventh lowest walk rate in the Texas League coming in to this one today. Very aggressive. The 3-0. That's on the outside corner for a strike. It's 3-1. And earlier this season, in chatting with him, he said, I hardly see a first pitch that I don't like. Has to be way outside the zone. The 3-1 takes a breaking ball low, and hey, there's a walk from Josh Hatcher. So he's got himself a free pass with two outs here in the sixth inning. One run in for the Riders. They lead it 3-1, and Max Acosta bats. Acosta 0-2, drove in a run back in the second, reaching on an error and getting an RBI. Right-handed hitter against Flaherty, who's ready and fires it in. Runner takes off, pitches high, throw down to second in time. Correa guns down Hatcher at second base, and the Riders run themselves out of the sixth inning. But they get a run on one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Bottom six coming up, Frisco leading 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the sixth inning, it's 3-1. Rough Riders lead it. Happy you're with us on this Wednesday evening. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Having a blast here in Corpus Christi so far on this humid but nonetheless pleasant night. 9-1-2 due up for Corpus Christi against Ben Anderson, who's looking to make his second straight start of six innings. First pitch to Espinoza is fouled back, and it's 0-1. So it's Rolando Espinoza, Jeremy Orocho, Tommy Sacco Jr. in this sixth inning. Anderson threw six innings in his last start against Amarillo last week. He readies in the 0-1. High, and it's one ball and one strike. And doing so in this start would make him the first Rough Riders pitcher to go two quality starts this season. Well, the other one is from Nick Crowth. 1-1. Fouled straight back, and it's one ball and two strikes on Espinoza, who struck out back in the third inning. If Anderson goes quickly here in the sixth, he could even come back out for the seventh. That's how good he's been efficiency-wise. 58 pitches now, dealing to the first batter of the sixth inning. The pitch. Swinging a chopper off of his own foot. It's out in front of home, a foul ball. Still one ball, two strikes. Three runs on three hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. The Honey Butter Chicken Biscuits tonight. The Hooks, one run on four hits and one error defensively. Anderson readies from the stretch and deals in the 1-2. Change up inside, he missed, and it's two balls and two strikes. And true to the word that we got from pitching coach John Golby before today's game, we haven't seen the curveball very much. It's been mostly fastball and changeup. 2-2. Changeup, strike three called. Got him upper edge, outside corner. And Ben Anderson has the strikeout. His third of the outing. One away. He has been dealing tonight, just painting the corner. He does it again there, and Jeremy Orocho at the top of the card stands in. It's the third time through for the Hooks, 3-1. Riders lead it in the sixth. Anderson ready from the stretch, and he delivers home. On the outside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. The sun is starting to set here at the port of Corpus Christi. The lights are on, taking effect, but there's still a little bit of light up in the sky above us. 0-1 outside. It's one ball and one strike. The Harbor Bridge off beyond us to our right, beyond right center field, built back in 1959. And then the new Harbor Bridge being built off to our left-hand side. The 1-1. A bunt out in front of home and then back behind home, a foul ball. And it's one ball and two strikes now in Orocho. The new Harbor Bridge began construction back in 2019 and originally was supposed to be finished by the end of 2020, but COVID and structural problems ended up delaying it. It was originally supposed to be finished in 2023, but apparently the spires are sinking a little bit, so they're having to reinforce them. The 1-2. Swinging a foul back behind home, and it's still one ball and two strikes, so continuing to build the new Harbor Bridge off to our left-hand side. We'll stick with the old Harbor Bridge to our right-hand side for now. One ball and two strikes on Orocho. The pitch. Low off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. The old Harbor Bridge is a beautiful suspension bridge. It has that old classic look. 2-2. Swinging a foul out of play down the left-hand side up into the seats, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Corpus Christi, a city that has good baseball heritage. This ballpark opened back in 2005. Moving from Round Rock, they were the former Round Rock Express before the new edition of the Express. 2-2. That one's flying into center field. Strom racing back on it. He's got it on a bounce, and he's snatches it out of the air. A fly ball out. Orocho is the second out of the sixth inning for Tommy Sacco Jr. Tommy Sacco Jr. has two flyouts to left field today. He's 0 for 2. Two outs in the sixth inning. Anderson stretches and fires. Outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. The city of Corpus Christi, a population of just around 300,000, a little bit north of that. 0-1. Strike in the inside corner, 0-2. Hometown of some good baseball players, David Freese, Cliff Pennington, Rob Zatrinsky, or Zatrizny, I should say. Eva Longoria, the actress, is from Corpus Christi as well. Oh, and 2 on Sacco. The pitch. Check swing, just low on the breaking ball. That was the curve, and it's 1-2. 3-1 Rough Riders, bottom half of the sixth. Pitch home. Ground ball foul off the end of the bat, right at the plate, and it's 1-2 still. Anderson walks behind the hill, kicks a little dirt off of his cleats. Stands back up onto the rubber. Extreme first base side. White cleats just barely touching the first base side of the rubber. Looking in for his sign. He's got it. And the right-hander, the 1-2. Strike three called. Got him on the upper edge inside corner. Ben Anderson with his fourth strikeout. And he is through six brilliant one-run innings here in Corpus. 3-1. Rough Riders lead it to the top of the seventh next. Luke Maley has your play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Whataburger Field, Luke Maley back with you alongside Zach Bigley. Maximo Acosta set to get things going in the seventh inning for the Rough Riders. First time he faces Jose Flaúti. And the first pitch home, and it's smacked into deep right center field, but back goes Melton, the center fielder, and he'll haul it in. One pitch, one out against Maximo Acosta. Rough Riders have scored in back-to-back innings to regain the lead and then extend the lead, 3-1 as it stands at the moment. Rough Riders very efficient at the plate tonight. 3 runs on 3 hits. They've got a pair of triples and a homer to their name, and Caber Rodriguez steps in, squares to bunt. He'll pull back, but it's called a strike. Rodriguez looking for hit number one of his 2024 campaign. Getting his first action here today after a hamstring injury kept him out off the diamond for a couple of weeks. And he watches a breaking ball from Fleury, strike two. Alex Santos, the starter today, was pretty good. Two earned runs across five innings pitch with four strikeouts. And the 0-2 check swing by Rodriguez, the appeal to first base. And Ben Engstrand, the crew chief of this group of umpires, says no, he did not. Ball and two strikes. So Santos went five. He's in line for the loss at the moment as this one hit high down the first base line, but playable for Brewer, the first baseman, in foul ground, and he makes the play. There's two away. Rodriguez 0-for-3 now. That brings up Cooper Johnson, who homered his last time up. That gave the Rough Riders a 2-1 advantage. They later added to that lead. What a wild line for the Rough Riders. Three runs on three hits. They came into this game with just one triple. They've hit two today, and Cooper Johnson, who stands in, hit a home run his last time up. He watches a first pitch breaking ball for strike one. Flaherty ready with the 0-1. He comes home. Another breaking ball. This time called a strike again. 0-2. So Flaherty, who came on in the sixth, gave up a triple to Aaron Zavala to start things. Then a sacrifice fly became out number one for him, but he was charged with a run. He's got a pair of quick outs, and he's ahead. 0-2 on the right-handed hitting Rough Riders catcher. Kicks and deals. A swing and a miss on a pitch outside the zone. And Johnson down on three pitches. It's a very quick top of the seventh inning for Jose Fleury. 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We'll turn things over to the home half of the seventh when we come back. The Rough Riders leading the Hooks 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field ball. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New arm on the hill for the Rough Riders here in the home half of the seventh. Ben Anderson's day is done. He gives way to Anthony Ho, P.E. Tuionatoa. Anthony has been phenomenal this year for the Rough Riders. He had to give up an earned run across seven games. That's nine innings pitched while racking up 12 strikeouts. The big righty comes home. His first offering called a strike, a fastball at 94. The left-handed hitting Jacob Melton. So the final line on Ben Anderson, six innings pitched, one earned run on just four hits, didn't give up any walks, picked up four Ks. Second pitch is called a strike, 95 on the radar gun that time from Ho'opi'i Tuionatoa. It's quickly 0-2. That's been the key for Bubba. Big right-hander fires early strikes. The He's tough to hit. Looking for strikeout number one of the outing, number 13 on the season. The pitch, not going to get it. It's hit hard, but right at Cody Freeman, the third baseman, who was shifted towards the shortstop side. And he fires a strike in time for out number one. Jacob Melton is the first out of this home half of the seventh. That brings up Jordan Brewer, who's two for two with a pair of singles this evening. Raising his average to 217, came in sub 200. First pitch he sees from the right-hander is a check swing, and the first base umpire, Ben Engstrand, says, no, he did not. Ball and no strikes. The righty comes set. Looks in and kicks and deals. Fires a fastball at 94, catches the outer edge. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. The pitch, ripped on the ground right at the third baseman Freeman. He's got it on a backhand, and high throw across the diamond, and nifty footwork by Abimelech Ortiz. Reached behind the bag into foul ground to haul that one in. Well, Cody Freeman over at third base can do is tip his cap and thank his first baseman when he gets back to the dugout. There's two away.
Yeah, it was one of those that got to him quickly, and he was playing in, and he took two crow hops and couldn't get it out of his glove, and kind of had a feeling that it might be a bit of a bad throw because he took so much time, but really nice play by Ortiz. Good footwork, as you mentioned, crossing over into foul ground.
So first time today that Brewer's retired, and the first pitch to Corona misses downstairs. Fastball at 95, didn't catch the bottom of the zone. OPE Tuionatoa kicks and deals. Chopped on the ground, but on the foul side of the third baseline. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. Kennedy Corona singled his last time up. Bounced into a double play in the second inning, and that's been the difference in this ballgame. Rough Riders turned that double play right before a home run. Could be a tie game at the moment if that didn't happen. Pitch home, and Corona fouls it back to the screen. Bubba jumps ahead, a ball and two strikes. Looking to make it a clean home half of the seventh inning. OPE Tuionatoa has got a pair of ground outs to Cody Freeman at third base for the first two outs of the inning. Looking for strikeout number one. And check swing, the appeal down, and he didn't offer. Evens the count of two balls and two strikes.
Kennedy Corona doing the old Adrian Beltre, and he's pointing down and saying, I didn't go, you can check him.
Don't you just miss watching Adrian Beltre play?
Man.
Such a fun player.
What a joy.
The pitch home, 2-2, check swing, and a foul ball. Odd foul ball, got the knob of the bat. Almost looked like it grazed Corona's knuckles on its way back to the screen.
It was always something every night with Beltre. You don't really know what you're going to see. Is he going to move the on-deck circle and get thrown out of the game? What's he going to do?
Bubba Reddy with a 2-2. Kicks and deals. This one skied high into shallow left field. Zavala comes and runs under it, reaches skyward, and hauls it in. It's a 1-2-3 seventh inning for Anthony Ho, P.E. Tuionatoa. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the top of the eighth inning where we'll have some trivia as the Rough Riders enjoy a 3-1 lead over the Corpus Christi Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004. Kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw it back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7.05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. Top of the eighth inning, Kellen Strom digs in against Flaherty. The first offering is a breaking ball that just misses the zone. Well, it's the eighth inning, and it's also May 1st, and it's time for some trivia, Zach.
Some May trivia,
the first of the month. Flaherty comes home with the 1-0, and it's hit hard on the ground right at the shortstop, Sacco Jr., who collects and fires to first. Kellen Strom is out number one of the frame. But on this day in 2002, San Diego's Trevor Hoffman set the major league record for the most saves with one team, 321. He broke Dennis Eckersley's record at the time that stood 320 with Oakland. We won't go team-specific, but, Zach, I want to see how many of the top saves leaders you can name. First pitch to Hicks. Just catches the outside corner. It's 0-1.
All right. So Trevor Hoffman and Dennis Eckersley are obviously on that top 10 list.
They are, as this one hit softly right at the second baseman in the air, and there's two away. Liam Hicks out number two of the frame.
Man, I'll never guess number one. I just don't know who it could possibly be.
The hardest one.
It's Mariano Rivera.
You are correct. It's not particularly close. He's got 51 more than anybody else.
Yep. Francisco Rodriguez is on there.
Francisco Rodriguez is fourth. First pitch to Zavala. Just catches the zone. Breaking ball from Flaherty. Pitch. Runs downstairs. Another breaking ball from the Hook's right-hander. 1-1.
I'm kicking myself because I can't think of his name.
Pitch runs inside to Zavala. Two balls and a strike.
Well, okay, let's move on from that. Let's go Aroldis Chapman.
Aroldis Chapman is 21st.
Wow, I thought he was higher than that.
It feels like it. It does. The 2-1. Breaking ball runs outside. 3-1 advantage for Zavala.
Okay, Craig Kimbrell.
Craig Kimbrell is on there.
Okay.
Tied for sixth. Righty kicks and deals. Pitch home, and Zavala sends it off to the left side in the air, and it'll work its way out of play.
Lee Smith?
Lee Smith is third.
Okay.
So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4. And one tied for sixth. The pitch home. Found back to the screen, and Zavala stays alive. 3-2.
I cannot believe that I can't think of his name right now. He's on the Hall of Fame ballot currently.
The pitch, 3-2, is found back off the mask of the catcher, Correa, and Zavala will see another 3-2 pitch.
I'm so frustrated with myself.
You've named one of the two active players. The pitch, swing and a miss, Zavala down on strikes. It's a 1-2-3 frame for Jose Flaherty.
Kenley Jansen.
Kenley Jansen is on the list. Okay. He's the other active player. But we'll step aside. The Rough Riders leading 3-1, headed to the home half of the eighth here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 twisted tea, Truly and drafts, and even more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
What a fitting song, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. Perfect for trivia.
Mariano Rivera, number one saves leader. We worked through it, and Zach, at the break, you had another name to add.
Yeah, Billy Wagner.
And he is on the list. Billy Wagner is eighth all-time in saves. Here's Tristan Polley, the left-hander, on. First pitch to Quincy Hamilton, runs down and away. He relieves Anthony Ho, P.E. Tuioneto, who pitched a scoreless seventh.
Surprise, surprise there.
It's been the theme for Bubba. Polley looking to do the same. The 1-0 runs outside, a fastball at 93. Two balls and no strikes.
I'm going to start to need some teams here for hints.
Let's see. Pitch home, and this one catches the strike zone at 92. Two balls and a strike.
I don't think he was a closer for long enough.
Polley delivers. Misses upstairs.
John Smoltz? He wasn't a closer for long enough.
John Smoltz is not on the list. I'll give you one player is a Houston, Texas-born player.
Oh, I don't know if that helps me.
Broke into the big leagues with the Giants. This one chopped up the middle. Caber Rodriguez is there at shortstop. Fires across the diamond, and Polley has the first out of the eighth.
Okay.
This player played for the Giants, the Twins, the Tigers, the Cubs. Finished his career with the Giants. Had a couple of good seasons mixed in there with the Texas Rangers.
Oh, is Fernando Rodney on this list?
He's not.
Okay.
Pitch from Polley to Chad Stevens. Just misses the strike zone. Fastball at 93.
Oh, Joe Nathan.
Joe Nathan is the name
that's
we're looking for.
Oh, come on. Zach?
How about... Actually, I believe that's just outside the top 10. This one laced into the right field. Josh Hatcher ranges to his left and hauls it in for out number two. Pitcher's duel rolls on here. 3-1 advantage for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the eighth inning with two away.
How many am I missing?
That's what I was trying to calculate here.
Did you lose the list?
I lost the list. I know one of the players that you're missing had some time with the Red Sox and the Phillies.
Papelbon?
Papelbon, but I think he might be 11.
I didn't think he'd be top 10.
The pitch to Correa is called a strike. 93 caught the corner.
Pitcher's pitch there.
Lost my list. All right, so you're missing number 6 on this list. Bit of an older player. Known for his time with the Reds.
Norm Charlton?
No. This one I wouldn't have guessed. The lefty Polley comes home and misses way inside to the right end of hitting Correa. Evens the count at a ball and a strike.
Was he part of that Nasty Boys bullpen in the 90s?
1990.
Pitched for the Reds from 84 into 89 and then departed for the Mets, where he played out his career until finishing in 2005 with the Astros. Pitch from Polly. A fastball misses downstairs. Two balls and a strike.
Who is that?
John Franco.
Oh, okay. Yeah, John Franco. Yeah, should have gotten that with the Mets.
I wouldn't have guessed John Franco.
Yeah.
Let's see. That one hit hard on the right side. It's into right field for a base hit. Hatcher came up with it trying to fire a strike to Ortiz, but it bounced in and out of his glove. It's a two-out base hit for J.C. Correa. I'm trying to figure out here, Zach, what we're missing. You've got Mariano Rivera, Trevor Hoffman. You added Lee Smith and Francisco Rodriguez. You got Kenley Jansen. We've come across Franco. You named Kimbrel. You named Billy Wagner. Dennis Eckersley was kind of a give-me, and Joe Nathan rounded it out. Papelbon was 11,
okay,
to clarify. So we've got the full list.
Nice.
Well, there you go. There's your top 11 saves leader. First pitch to Espinosa, runs outside from Tristan Pauly. Runner aboard after the two-out single by J.C. Correa. Rough Riders 4 outs away from picking up a win here in Game 2 of the series, and for the moment, that would put them in a tie for first place, as that one catches the strike zone. Breaking ball from Polly evens the count at 1-1. Amarillo currently leading Midland 5-2 in the bottom of the fourth. So a lot of baseball left to play, but Midland were to lose that, and the Rough Riders hang on here tonight, they'd be tied atop the Texas League South. The pitch just runs outside.
You say a lot of baseball left to be played here in this first half. Well, we're already into May. It's kind of crazy. We've already played a month of baseball.
It has flown by. Tristan Pauly steps off the back of the mound and collects himself. Pauly, the third arm for the Rough Riders. Ben Anderson was fantastic as the starter, lasting 6 innings. Pauly trying to get through the eighth, and this one laced right at the right fielder, Josh Hatcher, who takes a few steps in and catches it chest high. So the eighth inning has come and gone. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one stranded for Corpus Christi. One left to play here from Whataburger Field. Top of the ninth, the Rough Riders do up, leading 3-1, and Zach Bigley will return and do the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top nine, Frisco leading 3-1 in game two of this series. Happy to have you on this Wednesday evening. The Rough Riders haven't had the offense that they might be used to, but they certainly will take this advantage. The pitching has just been phenomenal through the first two games of the series. Here in the ninth inning, it's Abimelech Ortiz, Cody Freeman, Josh Hatcher, 3-4 and 5, or make it 4-5 and 6 due up in this ninth inning. Only 3 runs on 3 hits today for the Rough Riders. First pitch to Ortiz. Takes a fastball high, 1 ball, no strikes. No singles, no doubles. It's been 2 triples and a home run today for Frisco offensively. The 1-0. Misses up high, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. All 3 of the hits have come in to score. Hatcher tripled in the second and came in to score. Cooper Johnson solo homer in the 5th. There's the 2-0 pitch to Abimelech Ortiz. Strike in the outside corner of the backdoor slider, 2-1. And Aaron Zavala tripled to lead off the sixth inning, and he came in on the Ortiz sacrifice fly. 2-1. Bottom of the zone for a called strike with a heater, and it's 2-2. And the Rough Riders feeling good about this advantage, but they'd love to tack on just a little bit. They have some action out in their bullpen as well for the bottom of the ninth inning. Looks like they'll turn to Reed Burlingmeyer. 2-2 on the way. Swinging a grounder off the end of the bat. Foul ball back behind home, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes still. So 3 runs on 3 hits for the Rough Riders, a run on 5 hits for Corpus Christi. 2-2. High and away, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Ortiz, the sack fly in the sixth. Pop out to the third baseman, Chad Stevens, in the fourth, and he was hit by a pitch on the right knee in the first. Payoff on the way. He swings and punches it in the air into shallow center field. Sacco back, the shortstop into a back pedal, reaches up and snares it out of the air. Pop out to shortstop for Ortiz. He's out number one in the ninth inning, and Cody Freeman stands in.
Third base number one, Cody Freeman.
Freeman 0-3, 0-7 in the series. Freeman, one of many players for the Rough Riders who have hit better at home than on the road. The pitch, breaking ball low. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Josh Hatcher, who's on deck, has been the opposite. Hatcher hitting .414 on the road. He's hitting .333 at home. The pitch. Just high off the outside corner, and it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Entering into today's game, Cody Freeman hitting .378 at home, just .103 on the road. 2-0 toss. Check swing and a miss. Good slider away, and it's 2-1. And Freeman, one of those guys who feeds off the energy at home. Slightly closed off stance, right side, 2-1. Swinging a hard grounder up the middle into center. It's a base hit for Cody Freeman. He takes a wide turn around first base, but he stops. A one-out single for the Rough Riders third baseman. Runner aboard for Josh Hatcher here in the top of the ninth inning. Frisco leading 3-1. Hatcher tripled back in the second. He continues to crush the baseball. Walked in the sixth. First pitch. Curveball inside. 1 ball, no strikes. Hatcher, doesn't matter what he's seeing, he is hitting a ton of balls hard. And it was fun chatting with him the other day about his walk-off home run he had on Saturday. 1-0 pitch. Bounces in there, skips away from Correa to his left. Freeman up to second, and he stops at second base. A wild pitch moves him up. 2 balls, no strikes on Hatcher. First ever walk-off home run for Josh Hatcher. And he said that he was looking for a fastball when he got the 2 strikes. He said he was going to sell out for that fastball. If he threw a curveball right there, and the pitcher on the hill at the time had a really good curveball, said he would have walked back to the dugout, tipped his cap. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Massive rip by Hatcher. And it's 2-1. And he was looking for a fastball. He got his fastball, and he hit the 3-run walk-off homer to left field. 2-1 offering. Hatch fouls it off his fist to the left side. Just leaks over the top of the overhang here at Whataburger Field and out onto the street. 2 balls, 2 strikes on the right fielder. Another run here would be huge. Give a little bit more room for Burlingmeyer. Two, two. Popped up left side. That one leaks foul as well. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rough Riders leading 3-1 behind Ben Anderson. 6 innings of 1-run ball in his start. some timely offense. Playoti, the 2-2. High and tight. Backed him off the plate. We're full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Flaherty about to throw his 61st pitch out of the bullpen. And piggyback long relief. 3-2. Swinging a high fly ball hit well to deep center field. Melton back. He's on the warning track and he makes the catch. Freeman tags. He goes to third. He's getting waved and now stops at third base. Wow, Melton went back almost as if that ball was hit into dead center field, and then it took a left turn, and he sprinted onto the warning track and made the catch almost parallel to the wall while he was running. He robs Josh Hatcher as that ball was pounded into the alley, 104 miles an hour off the bat. It ends up moving Freeman up 90 feet, and here's Max Acosta. Flaherty ready from the stretch. He delivers. High on the outside corner. It catches for a strike, and it's 0-1. So Josh Hatcher continues to crush the baseball. That one's lifted out to left field. Hamilton going back on it, and he makes the catch backpedaling shy of the track. The side retired. Rough Riders, no runs on a hit. No errors, a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders leading 3-1. And here comes Reed Burlingmeyer on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes 4 tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball.
Reed Burlingmeyer comes out for the Rough Riders out of their bullpen looking for a save. Frisco leading 3-1, bottom half of the ninth inning. Top of the order. Due up for Corpus Christi. Jeremy Orocho, Tommy Sacco Jr., Jacob Melton. Left-handed batter, Jeremy Orocho to face Burlingmeyer, who spent some time on the shelf on the injured list with a groin injury. He's back and fully healthy. First pitch from the right-hander. Fastball, strike, inside edge. 0-1. For Burlingmeyer, the best pitch has been that fastball and cutter combination. Best pitches, I guess. The 0-1. Check swing, strike two, outside corner. 96-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-2. Burlingmeyer goes with an arsenal of a four-seam fastball, a cutter, a slider, and a changeup. This fastball and cutters will play really well off each other. 0-2 to Orocho. Misses high. Went with the fastball, 1-2. And there's not a lot of speed differential from it either. The fastball will be 95 to 97. The cutter will be 93, 94. A lot more movement. The 1-2. Down in the dirt. Misses with a slider. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Burlingmeyer got so much attention from the Rangers during spring training, a guy who was originally drafted by the A's and then released, went and played independent baseball, signed last year by the Rangers. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Blew it right by him. The cutter from Reed Burlingmeier for the first out here in the ninth inning. Tommy Sacco Jr. bats. 0-3 today, the shortstop. Rough Riders lead it 3-1. This is game two of the series. We'll have game three tomorrow at 6:35, just like the last two. Sacco in from the left side. First pitch from Reed. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Nick Krauth will take the ball tomorrow for the Rough Riders against Tyler Guilfoyle. Krauth 2-0, though an 8.04 ERA. He's had some really strong starts for the Rough Riders, including a quality start. Guilfoyle 1-3, a 5.94 ERA. And now Cooper Johnson will go chat with Reed Burlingmeier. Cody Freeman comes in from third to make sure he's okay with the signs as well. One out here in the ninth inning. 0-1 on Sacco. Bases clear. Riders lead it 3-1. Rough Riders pitched a shutout yesterday. And now Burlingmeier looks like he's asking for something. A towel, maybe? Oh, yeah. Cooper Johnson has something in his eye. He's asking for a towel. Neil Lurie, the Rough Riders trainer, coming out with a towel in hand. And now it looks like we are going to play through it. So Johnson says he's good to go. All right, so everyone back to their positions. Or he sheepishly goes back into the dugout, grabbing a towel for nothing. Here's the stretch and the 0-1 pitch. High and outside, it's 1-1. Sacco at the plate. So 6:35 tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 6:20 for the pregame show. Hope you can join us. Part two of the Ryan Garcia interview. 1-1. Low and away, missing, and it's 2-1. Rough Riders trying to lock down this win, which would be their fifth in their last six games. They would, with a win, go to 14-9. Stretch, and the right-hander a deep breath. He pitches in. Strike in the outside corner. It's 2-2. Backdoor cut fastball. 2-2. Earlier, Luke mentioned that Midland and Amarillo are playing each other right now. The pitch. Fouled straight back. It's still 2-2. It's 7-2. Right now, Amarillo leads, bottom of the fifth. That game at Amarillo, so no lead is safe in that ballpark. That game could change in a blink of an eye. Here's the stretch and the 2-2. Popped up off the end of the bat, third base side. Freeman over, the third baseman in foul ground, makes the grab. Two down. Riders one out away from taking game two here in Corpus. Jacob Melton stands in. The most dangerous bat in this lineup, who has been completely tamped down. He's 0-6 with a walk so far. Two outs, bases clear. This is exactly the situation you want to face the power hitter with nobody on. A tying run on deck. Burlingmeier readies from the stretch, and he brings in the first pitch. Check swing and a high fastball. He did not go. It's 1-0. Melton lined out to the first baseman Ortiz back in the fourth inning at 110 miles an hour exit velocity. He's hitting the ball extremely hard, but nothing to show for it. Burlingmeier readies, a deep breath, glove at the belt, and the pitch. It's popped up left side. That gets out of play, and it's 1-1. Melton, powerful left-handed batter, white batting gloves, two-tone bat. It's a tan barrel and a black handle. Wynn continues to bluster out to left field. Burlingmeier readies in the 1-1 offering. Swing and a foul back into Johnson's glove. 1-2, and the Riders are 1 away from a victory. They lead it 3-1. This light crowd here at Whataburger Field on a Wednesday night. Sticking around. hoping for a come-from-behind win. Melton, a couple half swings out to the hill. Burlingmeyer ready, and the 1-2 pitch on the way. Down low, inside, 2-2. Melton has really struggled here at home in just 7 games coming into the day, and under 500 OPS. And over 1,000 OPS on the road, though, in 11 games. Burlingmeyer, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Ball game over. Riders win it 3-1 over Corpus Christi. They take the first 2 games in this series, and they move to 14-9 on the season. What a sparkling performance from Ben Anderson today, going 6 innings. He earns the victory. He allows just 1 run on 4 hits in his start. Reed Burlingmeyer with the save today. The loss on the other end to Alex Santos in his start for Corpus Christi. Luke Maley has your post-game coverage next. Rough Riders win it by a final score of 3-1. We'll step aside and return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back at Whataburger Field, Rough Riders take game 2 of this 6-game set with Corpus Christi. 3-1 the final score, and the Rough Riders did it in a wild way offensively. Let's start on the mound. Ben Anderson gets the win. Alex Santos the second drops to 0-4, and Reed Burlingmeyer earns the save, his second of the year. Well, Ben Anderson was magnificent. He continues to build and build off of each start. And Zach and I were kind of thinking there was a chance he would come out for the 7th inning, but they play it safe with Ben Anderson, and it works out just right for the Rough Riders. They used 4 pitchers. The only one to allow a run was Ben Anderson, and it came on 1 pitch where he gave up a solo homer. You go back and look at the most meaningful plays of this game, and you certainly have to circle the 4-6-3 double play in the 2nd inning. Jordan Brewer led off the 2nd against Ben Anderson with a base hit. Then Kennedy Corona bounced into a 4-6-3 double play. And then just the next batter, Quincy Hamilton, deposited one into the pool beyond the right field wall. You don't get that double play, and this score could have been a bit different. But Ben Anderson was nearly perfect. 4 hits allowed. Picked up 4 strikeouts. Didn't give up any walks. And that's been the theme for Ben Anderson. Attack the strike zone. Pitch after pitch, make another guy across from you beat you, and nobody's been able to do it really against Ben Anderson. He lowers his ERA to just around 2. It's a 2.18 ERA officially for Ben Anderson. He came in with a 2.45. He goes to 1-1 on the year with the win, and the Rough Riders win it 3-1. You look on the offensive side, and Zach, an odd offensive day for the Rough Riders. They muster up 4 hits. And for the longest time, there wasn't any singles. A base hit by Cody Freeman in the 9th marks the only single of the game for the Rough Riders. They get a home run from Cooper Johnson and a pair of triples, and that's all they needed. They win it 3-1.
Yeah, it's another odd day offensively, just kind of similar to last night when the Rough Riders just had the three-run homer by Bimelec Ortiz and then an RBI double in the third and nothing else for the last seven innings of the ball game. And they were able to, or six innings of the ball game, I should say, they were able to just kind of push enough across today. And that's what it looks like they're going to have to do against Corpus Christi, who, quite frankly, is not a very good offensive baseball team. And so we're starting to see that pretty quickly here in this ballpark, especially. We saw that in the first full week of the season as well when they came and visited the Rough Riders. So really, really good couple wins in the beginning of this series when you know that your pitching matches up well, but not as well as it does towards the back half of this rotation once you get into the weekend with Dane Acker on Friday and Emiliano Teodo on Saturday. So two really important wins and good wins for this Rough Riders team. Ben Anderson, you just can't say enough about what he has done in the beginning of this season. He has been so, so thoroughly impressive with his ability to fill up the zone. I mean, he came in with the reputation of a strike thrower. He's still just walked two batters so far through his first five games of the season. That's been really, really impressive to see. And going deep into games, you mentioned possibly coming out for the seventh inning. He exited with just 78 pitches. And for a guy who's supposed to have 90 pitches on the day to work with, that's really good. The only tough thing is you had a starter go 5 2/3 yesterday. These bullpen guys got to get some work in, you know. So you got to get those three guys in one inning apiece with Ho'opi'i Tui Onotoa Pauly and then Burlingmeyer. So really good stuff from this pitching staff. A lot to be happy about if you're the Rough Riders and doing just enough offensively.
That's right. And one run allowed over the last 18 innings for the Rough Riders pitching staff. It was Ben Anderson who gave up the run on a home run. And you can't really ask much more from your starter. Ho'opi'i Tui Onotoa Pauly and Burlingmeyer rounded up. Out. They combined to go three innings, allowing just one hit and picking up a pair of strikeouts. Both of those strikeouts belonging to Reed Burlingmeyer there in the ninth inning. He earns the save, and the Rough Riders improve to 14-9 on the season. They took game one yesterday 4-0. They take game two here tonight by a final of 3-1. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network and come back and look ahead a little bit towards tomorrow.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride! Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Back one last time here from Whataburger Field. Game two of the series in the books. The Rough Riders lead the series 2-1. They are now 7-1 on the year against Corpus Christi. Rough Riders will be scoreboard watching tonight, hoping tomorrow to end up at the top of the Texas League South. Amarillo currently leading the Midland Rockhounds, who sit atop the Texas League South at the moment. But back to work tomorrow for the Rough Riders. A 6:35 p.m. first pitch. And the Rough Riders will turn to right-handed hurler Nick Krauth, who's got himself a 2-0 record with an 8.04 ERA. And They see a familiar face on the bump against them. Tyler Guilfoyle, who appeared twice in the series back in Frisco, is 1-3 with a 5.94 ERA. He'll go for the Corpus Christi hooks. But, Zach, you look at Nick Krauth and see what he's done over the course of this season. The ERA a bit inflated, but the Rough Riders have backed him with a lot of run support. He's 2-0 with that 8.04 ERA. And what have you seen in the early goings here from Nick Krauth?
I think in the beginning of this season, he was really trying to find himself. And he's coming into the year with a couple new pitches, one new actual pitch, and then another different change grip on his second pitch. And just trying to, you know, do a little bit too much. He did a great job in his next outing, going against this Hooks team, six innings, allowing just one run for the quality start. And then he really lost command a ton in that one appearance out of the bullpen against Arkansas in his next appearance. So it's been a little bit of a waffling type of season for Nick Krauth, and you're just looking for that consistency, the guy who can throw a lot of strikes, who can use the defense behind him, not looking to be a big strikeout guy. As long as he keeps that ball on the ground, he's going to have a lot of success, and that's really what he's all about, is getting as many ground balls as possible.
For sure. And for the Rough Riders, you know, they always say that hitting is contagious. It kind of seems like pitching may be contagious. So we'll see if the Rough Riders' starting rotation and Nick Krauth tomorrow can keep things rolling for this Riders staff. It's been back-to-back masterful performances for Ben Anderson today. And then yesterday, a great outing for Ryan Garcia as he went 5 2/3. Ben Anderson had to get that extra out and hold the upper hand over his teammate. I'm sure he'll be bragging about it. No, I'm sure back in the dugout, or back in the clubhouse, rather, those guys are applauding the pitching staff. The offense didn't explode tonight. Three runs, but they got it efficiently. Four hits to manufacture those three runs. So the Rough Riders earn the win. They improve on the year to 14-9. They've won two in a row. They take game two of the series 3-1. An exciting game here tonight. Game three of the set, the six-game set, that is. Tomorrow at 6:35, we hope to see you hanging out with us. Well, for Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying goodnight, and thanks for joining us. The Rough Riders win the second game of the series 3-1 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!